Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network Live. We're broadcasting from the Springer Mountain Farms Campfire Confessionals, and I'm here with Chef Edgar Penley. What were you serving today? It went really fast. They cleared you right out.
They did. I brought 65 pounds of Springer Mountain Farms chicken country sausage and then did a little vegetable cassoulet with it, but... 45 minutes.
It was delicious. I had one of them, and we were talking a little bit just now off air about the type of casing that you use. So it was a chicken sausage, but it was a hog casing. So why hog over lamb? What's the reason that you decided to go with that?
So it's a 34 millimeter. It's always 34s.
It's always 34.
There's one manufacturer that will always give me 34s. They're a little more durable. They stand up to the heat a little bit better. They don't always have strings on them, and they come pre-struck, so they're already on the tube. You just slide them down.
So you have some big news to announce. I don't know if this is the first time that you're talking about this, but you're a Nashville guy. You still live in Nashville, but tell us about the major life change that just happened.
So I just sold my part of my restaurant that I've been a part of for the last half decade, and we're starting a live fire event company. We started it last year, but we're really growing it into a couple of venues this year coming up, and we're also working on an artisan sausage program too out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Well, first off, congratulations. That's exciting. You know, you get to kind of redirect your creative vision now for the future. You leave a restaurant that you've been a part of for 5 years. When you talk about live fire events, obviously we're standing next to this big boy right here. We've got some wood going, and this is what you grilled the sausage on. But tell me a little bit more about what your live fire events are going to be. Where are you going to put them on? Are they going to be in Nashville? Are you taking the show on the road? What's it going to be like?
We got some events booked in Nashville, and then we're gonna try for a couple of public events as well. But basically, you take this giant fire pit here, and you multiply it times 10.
Okay.
And everybody has their own little kitchen. So it'd be like two guys on a station. Big pieces of meat hanging, chickens hanging, lamb legs hanging, sausages all over the place. Just like any restaurant kitchen, but in an open area.
What is it about charcuterie, sausage making that appeals to you? You know, it's an old school, old world craft. Cooking is always using your hands, but what is it about making sausage that really appeals to you so much?
You know, it's about taking something that seems so simple and making something very complex out of it. Like lots of layers. I mean, you know, the difference in a poached sausage and a smoked sausage is extreme in some cases. So there's a lot of surprise hidden in a sausage.
And there's actually like quite a bit of science involved. There's math. It's not, you know, when you're making a pot of soup, you taste as you go, you throw things in, you season, you let it cook down. Hopefully you've got an end result that's palatable. But with a sausage, you're talking about a blend of fat and spices and lean. And also, can you talk a little bit about that? Like maybe specifically what you made today, but also when you're thinking about making a sausage, what goes into that?
So we actually, are you familiar with like baker's percentages?
Yeah, but talk a little bit about it for those listening that aren't quite sure what that means.
So we use ratios of spice mix to fat and to lean. And we have a giant spreadsheet that everything goes into. After we break down an animal and we've got our sausage meat set aside, we segregate the fat and the lean, and we weigh them, and then we plug it into a spreadsheet that we've already have over the last decade of making sausage. And we know the ratio that's going to go into it. So we plug it in and we get down to the gram of how much spice actually goes into a batch of sausage.
And so how much trial and error does that take? I mean, are they right from the get-go, or are you just...
I've made a lot of bad sausage. A lot.
That has a lot to do with it, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. There's a lot of learning curve. But once you get it, you try to stick it and then make it again to make sure it was right, and then try it one more time before you like put your seal of approval on it.
So besides, you know, not having to go to your restaurant every day now, how do you envision your life changing? You know, what's the R&D process going to look like? Are you going to get a kitchen in Nashville that you're going to rent? Are you going to get a food truck? Like, what might be the future for you?
Well,
and what's going to be the name of your company as well?
So the Live Fire company is called Hot Iron Events, Hot Iron Live Fire Events. And we kind of move around. We've got, you know, I've got a smoker trailer that weighs 22,000 pounds, and I've got 9 cooking stations that can ride on the back of it. So we've fed 4,000 people off that trailer before, and so we do have that. And as a third possibility, we may be working on a fried chicken restaurant right now.
Okay, so let's not gloss over that too much. So fried chicken, that's a concept that's a busy concept. There's a lot of people getting involved in fried chicken. How do you intend to differentiate yourself from what's going on in fried chicken? And also, Nashville has
don't say it. That's,
it's got a reputation. Okay, so
that's hot chicken.
Right. But so what? How are you going to differentiate yourself?
We're just doing fried chicken.
Okay.
Okay.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk, deep fried in a pressure fryer, all natural. So our vegetables will change seasonally, and then the chicken will be, obviously it'll be Spring Mountain Farm, so it'll be all natural, no hormone, no antibiotic, nothing like that. And, you know, it's going to be a lighter fried chicken. It's not going to be...
I like that, a lighter fried chicken.
It's not going to be, you know, Mrs. Winter's or Lee's or KFC. We're going to make everything from scratch in-house, but we're going to do fast food.
So order at the counter.
Order at the counter.
Get it on a platter.
Or a drive-thru.
Drive-thru. And so what do you think, what do we think in time frame here? Is this a pipe dream, or are we really thinking that this is going to be happening in Nashville?
18 months.
18 months. You have a location
months.
Yet?
Working on it.
You're keeping it close to your
that
chest
was,
a little
top
bit.
That was secret.
All right, cool. Any other projects that you're working on right now? I mean, besides those two projects that are going to keep you incredibly busy for the next about 5 years?
No, we're just we're going to stop there for right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Chef, thank you very much for joining us on Heritage Radio Network and sharing a little bit about your future plans. We're coming to you live from the Springer Mountain Farms Campfire Confessionals. Stick with us here on Heritage Radio Network live from Charleston Food and Wine for more great content. Thanks, Chef.
Glad to be here.